Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop,
they're going to hear this unfortunate explosion that is about to happen.
I'm terrified of having you myself in a strip club. Ruin my chances with all of us.
I gotta give a shout out to Sesame Street.
I thought it was cute.
Good. Don't give her hate.
I'd listen to a whole album of the two of them.
Or Rita, and then features by Chet. I would love that.
I think he would love it too.
This little fatty.
You are eating a penis.
This is?
Girl, not the penis soup.
To have a little penis soup, you gotta have little balls.
But I don't.
Why haven't you called me back?
Well, I don't know.
Several messages filling my heart to you.
This guy is a psycho.
I don't like him. I will air kick him.
Don't ask for a guy who communicates, because I thought he was out.
Oh my gosh.
Slide into bed with us starting right now.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. Now, unlike Hunter, we are extra long tonight, honey.
Oh my gosh.
They wrote that. I didn't say that.
I wrote that.
You okay. Wrote it.
I wrote that.
It may be short, but it's thin. So
keep that in mind.
That's tomorrow night's episode.
Yeah.
Got it.
You guys, I got to introduce our guest right now. Okay, Ariel Vandenberg from Long Island. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You were here for an extra long show.
I am here for an extra long Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what we're calling
She's
this episode.
She's making up for it.
I like it.
This is like a nice version of Morgan. I'm really, this is good. I'll take this.
You're very pimpy. I love it. I'm barely awake, but I'm
You had a long weekend.
Emmys weekend. Yeah.
You looked
you did great.
So beautiful. Well, I watched
girl,
your like.
Oh, you're trying to stay here for a long time.
Yeah. No, seriously. Okay, listen to me when I say I'm so jealous of the people that get to do the glam bot thing.
Yeah.
And
that
you
was
got
fun.
To do your like. Oh, look
God,
at her.
Oh, look at the. I didn't like. You know what? This thing moves so fast. I didn't know how to pose.
Love
I didn't know what
it.
The hell
that
I was doing.
Good. I like that movement right there.
I was That's delirious. Great. I'm still delirious.
No,
but you
are looking fire. I also was like. Like, I just want to do one of those so bad and just be like, oh, snap. You
we'll
know,
just have
like,
Hunter run around you in circles with his iPhone.
Yeah,
it'll be
perfect.
The same effect. All right, you guys, let's get started because Gabrielle Union just told Angie Martinez about a crazy time she went to the strip club right after she took a little X-lax.
The girl that had been dancing for me, she sees the sudden flop sweat and the alarm on my face.
She's like,
and
am
she's
I doing
like,
something
baby,
wrong?
Are you okay? And I'm like, I need to use a private bathroom, and she's like, oh yeah, no problem. So she takes me into the girls' private, you know, area.
Yes.
But they're all in there, and there's one bathroom. But I'm like, are they gonna leave? Are they're gonna hear this? They're gonna hear this unfortunate explosion. I eventually come out, and you know, it's kind of like the, hey girl.
All right. Hey, have y'all been here? Have y'all ever had to take a poop in a public restroom?
I've never been there. Like in that exact situation.
Strip club is aggressive.
That's my literally, and it tops the fears. Like some people don't like public speaking, some people don't like heights. I am terrified of having myself in a strip club. Ruin my chances with all of them.
I feel like grosser things have happened in a strip club.
Oh,
for sure. I like can't even imagine. First of all, like, what is even happening here? Like, why did she take that right before?
I don't understand. Why would she take X-lax before going? Aren't you supposed to stay in the house if you take
X-lax? Little bit about me. I've never taken X-lax, so I don't know if does it like kick in immediately. Like, apparently. Not, but kind of. She didn't know.
I've never taken X-lax.
Me either.
I've never taken X-lax, but I've had.
Oh my God! Three people that have never taken X-lax.
What
are we best friends?
Gold stars. I have had a cold brew before, and I think that's pretty similar.
Listen,
That's me this
coffee
morning.
Coffee could definitely be X-lax.
Oh
for
my
sure.
gosh! Like you have, if you don't have coffee for like 3 days and then you have a coffee, do not drive anywhere.
Don't drive in LA.
Don't.
Not in LA. That's yeah. for sure.
It's definitely can act as a double for X-lax. But I just don't know why you would take it before you go out.
No, you don't. That was her bad.
Yeah.
What I do love, though, is, like, her coming out and then everyone seeing and her being like, oh, girl, yeah. Like, I've been there. I've been in that, like, with my fiancé. I'm always like, hey, dude. Like, I come out of the bathroom, I'm like,
see, Hunter doesn't like to poop. He doesn't think you should poop around your significant other.
No, no, I think you should try to avoid it as best as possible.
Like, how can you, though?
The door has to be shut, that's
right,
for sure.
Right.
But, like,
if he's in there pooping, you don't care.
Not at all.
Does he care?
No. He actually thinks it's funny.
I don't think your man should care. Like,
and he's like, oh, cutie's pooping. I'm like, what? I know. What? I'm
he
talking on national television about this.
That's because you got that good, girl. They don't care when you got that good.
I love it.
They don't care when it's good. And you got the good. All right, you guys. It was a busy weekend for Adele. She went Instagram official with her new man, Rich Paul. Mm. But what really got our attention was her twerking at her friend's wedding.
I love her.
How'd you guys rate these skills? I thought she looked cute. She looks great.
Have you ever tried twerking in a tight dress?
Yes.
It's not possible, so I think she crushed it.
I was kind of thinking that this dress was a little too much for somebody's wedding. That's what I thought. I was like, girl, don't be coming to my wedding. You're already Adele. Like, you're already Adele at my wedding. You could be in jeans, and that would be like everybody's watching you. But then you come with this, like, puff marshmallow floating around you, and then you twerking at my wedding, girl. Totally. Like, what you trying to do?
Yeah, and if she's wearing that, then what's Cruella DeVille wearing?
Stop it. All right, you guys, let's talk a little bit about the Emmys, because Rita Wilson's rapping has the internet divided. Some loved it, while others said she is the reason we have Chet Hanks.
Oh.
Who knew they had so much TV? First tier HBO Max I got for free. And this rap wouldn't be complete. I gotta give a shout out to Sesame Street. So many characters I love, in fact. That's Burton Ernest's business. We don't care about that.
What do you guys think? I thought it was cute.
Was good. I like how, like, we're pulling these clips up and people were bashing. We're all like, that was good.
I'm like, she's just like the cutest person on earth.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like she kind of crushed the rap. Like, she was very on, like,
well,
I'm the worst to talk about rapping, but
she was rapping like during the pandemic. There was like that went viral before too.
I live and die for hip hop. This is it off of today.
So she has a good time with it. And she has an album coming out. So she does music. You guys know this, right?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I am excited though to listen to it now.
I feel like this was actually so cute. And also, like, don't give her hate. Like, if Tom Hanks did this, he'd win an Oscar.
Yeah.
The only thing better than Rita by herself rapping would be if Rita was with Tom rapping.
I want to see him rap.
I'd listen to a whole album of the two of them.
Or Rita, and then features by Chet.
Booyaka, booyaka.
I would love that.
I think he would love it too. They would all love it. It's a musical family, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. What can't that family do?
Let's move on and talk about Meg Thee Stallion, because she is out on tour while in Milwaukee, and her team booked a hotel that happened to be one of the most haunted places in America. She shared this with her fans.
So, apparently, we are staying in the most haunted hotel in Milwaukee. And this is like one of the most haunted places in America. Why the f*** would they book me at this hotel?
Helen,
tell the people how you feel about staying at the most haunted place in Milwaukee.
I'm scared.
Bitch.
I'm scared.
Do you think that you're going to make it through tonight?
Yes, because I'm not staying here.
Bitch, yes, you is.
No, I ain't.
This is a big, silly-ass, creepy mirror, bitch.
You're going to run through it.
Bitch, don't know how I wound up here, but I will not be that black girl in the movie. Bitch, we leaving.
I don't blame her either.
Yeah, goodbye.
I don't blame her. Are y'all staying at the hotel?
No, I would not stay there.
No.
And by there, I mean Milwaukee, ever.
Ooh, stop!
What am
so
I gonna
rude.
Do, go to the Harley Davidson Museum or the famous Third Ward District?
Oh my God, stop it. We love you, Milwaukee.
I would not stay though, for real. I'm not a big fan of haunted, that's just why.
I'd go as a tourist attraction.
I wouldn't even do that. I'm like too scared to even hear the radio ads for like Knott's Scary Farm. Like, that stuff is like, ooh, so come see Snoopy with a pumpkin on his head. I'm like, nope.
Also, I will say, if I was a ghost and Meg Thee Stallion was staying at my hotel, I'd be in that room that night.
You saw she had no pants on in one of those.
Yeah.
Like, Meg definitely is getting haunted with pants on.
Ghosts are just like, oh.
Okay, did you just hear that?
Yeah.
That's probably our producers. They're still
loud. Got it. Okay,
there's
people back there.
The ghost of Nightly Pop.
Yeah.
Lonnie, is that you? All right, we got to take a break, but coming up, someone's getting X-rated revenge on a 90-day fiancé star, plus a woman's dead cat convinces her to be a virgin. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You guys, so things got childish on last night's 90 Day Fiancé the other way. Corey tried to make things right with his wife's sisters, but they erected another plan.
Los tres caldos de cangrejo y el caldo de tronquito para él.
Ooh, there's your soup.
All right. I think she forgot the crab.
No, it's because Leslie got you a different dish.
It's a little fatty.
Why are you guys just staring at me eat? Let's eat together.
You are eating a penis.
Ooh!
That is...
Eat it.
This is?
Yeah.
This.
Yummy.
Do you have, like, a problem with me, or, like...
I have a lot of problems with you.
Right.
I don't like you.
I don't like you.
Not
I'm crying.
Girl, not the penis soup. This is a first for me.
I want to
oh,
make
man,
so
now much. I want to give penis soup to everybody I hate. That's the best thing ever.
Ew, is that a piece of a penis?
Yes, girl.
Wait, what kind
do we know what kind of penis this
yeah,
is?
Yeah, whose penis
it's
is that?
Penis.
Bull?
Most likely it's bull penis, yeah.
Ooh. I think it's a good rule to not eat with people that don't like you or if they know the chef.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would only eat penis soup with someone I love.
Okay.
So me I'm kind too. Of, I would eat their penis soup and no other soup.
But the thing is, he kind of seemed like he liked it.
Because it probably tastes delicious. It's just another, it's like another, we eat every other part of the animal.
Yeah, that's true.
And then
true.
You give some dude and you go, it's penis. And he goes, ew, I don't like, it's you. Hey, let's all be honest. We don't mind a little penis.
Okay, well, you speak for yourself.
To have a little penis soup, you gotta have little balls.
But I don't.
All right, one more.
Hunter.
One more?
Yeah, you got one more.
They didn't say what size soup it was. Circumcised.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, just.
Oh, my God.
He didn't have to eat the whole thing. He could have just had the tip.
I know. Oh, my God.
I like it.
All right, you guys, let's move on. I can't top that. We also have a sneak peek at the Family Chantel's new season. Pedro is having dinner with his sister's boyfriend, Alejandro. They're in for a mother of a fight.
Alejandro, he's very deficient in his mind.
You are married, and you get the
That's
restaurant.
None of your problem. You are better, and your mother is a bull as well.
I'm not going to let a random guy turn my family apart.
Hey,
hey,
man.
Hey,
hey,
I'm going to
f***
you up.
For real.
Oh, no,
you're fighting because someone said yo mama. I don't know if you were raised right.
Yeah.
I don't know what Chantel is talking about. Somebody saying that about my mama, they get air kicked too.
Yeah.
The air, the fly? Oh, yeah.
He flew in the air, baby.
There are only two people who throw kicks in fights, and that's people who really know how to fight. And people who don't know
right.
how to fight.
That's
there's
very true.
Ground.
True.
Are you a fighter?
Not a fighter. I am like, you're right, I'm out. Like, I just, everybody's right, I'm wrong,
you
it's fine.
You seem very sweet. I doubt anybody wants to fight you.
No one fights me. No.
Good.
I'm just like, hi, how are you? Okay, cool, you're right about everything, and then we're done.
That's the best way to avoid conflict.
Yeah.
That is the best way
I'm not like, but I'm also not a pushover. I want to make that clear to everybody.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But I'm like not gonna fight.
But you can push me over.
I come from a family of fighters, child. We fight over everything.
Really?
So, oh, you throw hands, baby. Yes. So
fist fights.
Yes, fist fights, girl.
I think that's because I'm an only child, so I never grew up with anybody to have a conflict with, besides my parents. And like, I mean, I fight with my mom all the time, but
right.
I mean, she's the best, but she's my best friend. It's like that kind of thing.
You've already worked out the argument just now.
Exactly. See, like, I'm like, we fight all the time, but she's the best.
She's the best. Yeah. All right, you guys, let's move on. A Double Shot of Love is back for a new season. On the premiere, Vinny from Jersey Shore is looking for a future wife, and Abby could actually be the one.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you looking for love?
Yeah. Right. Have a career.
I'm a born again virgin, meaning I'm not doing anything sexual besides making out until marriage. I'm serious. Any tips?
I would just be yourself, be honest.
Okay. I became a born again virgin because my cat died. And when he died, I started researching, like, am I going to be with him in heaven? And then it pulled me closer to God.
Born again virgins, being brought on by your cat.
By just wanting to get to heaven to spend time with your cat. I got bad news for her, though. Nobody who's ever gone on Double Shot of Love is getting into heaven. Same thing goes for Love Island. Bad news for you. I mean, you're fine.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just hosting. I'm just a host. Yeah.
All hosts go to heaven. I'm pretty sure.
Absolutely.
That's the rule.
We deal with a bunch.
Oh.
Yes. All hosts go to heaven. I like that. Hunter, would you ever be a born again virgin?
I have been a born again virgin.
Really?
Yeah, by choice.
For
small periods of time in between having sex with people.
So like a week.
Oh, what happened? Why did I wait that long? I've had that thought of like, all right, I don't want to hook up randomly anymore.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then like,
give me a break.
A little while goes by and I go, that was a dumb decision.
Hunter gets these like moments of, have you met Hunter before?
Yes,
I have. Okay, so you're familiar with him.
Yeah.
I went on a date with one of her best friends.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What did your friend say, girl? Tell me the truth.
She didn't say anything.
Tell me what she said about it.
No. She didn't tell me about it, so I don't know.
Oh, that is some bullshit.
No, I had no idea.
But
he
that's
told
who
me.
She is. That's
oh, you didn't know.
I didn't know.
Well, you're back tomorrow, so ask her tonight.
I'm going to. Okay. I already texted her. Like, I got a text out. There's a text out
to
there
happened.
To her.
To be fair, it is one of the. Are you back tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, good, 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 good.
Know your schedule.
Read him!
I will say.
Are you back tomorrow?
Yeah. Every day.
I can't wait to hear the story tomorrow.
Get the details.
I am getting all the dirt for America.
We will be right back. But what would you do if you caught your husband with a sex tape of his ex? Plus, a first date from hell ends with a cringy voicemail. Hater Debater is next. Not sure which side to take in a fight? Don't worry. Our advice will make that really easy for you. It is time for Hater Debater. Okay, first up, a woman asked Reddit for advice when her husband wouldn't delete a sex tape of him and his ex-wife. That's not even really the weird part because he claimed that he kept it because he missed being in good shape. He also said that it's the only remaining video of his cat that apparently has died. Know what to say. Why is she still married to this man?
And what role did the cat play in the sex tape?
I didn't think about it like that.
Yeah, that is true. Where is the cat roaming around?
Just like, meow. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that.
I saw your brain go for it and then I shouldn't.
The wheels. No, okay, stop, Mario. I'm like with him though. Yeah, I love him. I feel like he's lying though, right?
Yes!
Think about it. Like, if that's the only video where you're looking like fire and you're like, I'm not gonna delete that.
That also sucks for the current wife because, like, he's getting a reminder of how good of shape he used to be
that's
in,
right.
And she's getting a reminder of how much better the ex had it in terms of his body. You
like,
know?
He was peaking then. Oh. Ariel. Ooh. This cat segment is ruining my career.
All right, you guys, it is not much better out in the dating world, unfortunately. A woman on TikTok posted that she got stood up on a first date, but apparently he did leave her a message.
He then proceeded to leave me about 5 or 6 additional voicemails.
It's been an hour, and I haven't really heard from you, which I don't think is very cool. I just basically spilled my guts to you and, you know, was super honest with you, and I just don't think that it's fair that you're not calling me back.
Why haven't you called me back?
Oh,
I don't know. How did somebody do that to somebody else? I have left several messages spilling my heart to you. All I'm asking for is a callback. I thought you were different.
I am the same as every other girl. Frightened for my life.
He literally stood her up and then got mad at her for not calling him back. Like, yeah. No.
Okay, well then don't ask for a guy who communicates, because I thought he was
eloquent. Oh my gosh.
I'm done with him. I don't like him. I will air kick him. I'll air kick him to the face.
Air kick him. Yeah. Hunter, get your friend.
Yeah.
He's not a good guy. He's not a good guy.
As opposed to what his mom said.
As opposed to what his, I'm starting to think this guy deserves some penis soup.
Nice. Ooh.
I think you're right. Give
love
him
a callback.
Penis
back.
Soup.
Love a
cold
callback.
Too. All right, you guys.
Penis gazpacho.
Can you imagine
worse.
Cold penis soup? Now that's where I draw the line.
Just a bowl of soup.
That's what you like.
With the hole cut out. That'd be a funny way to serve penis soup to somebody that was consensually interested in the penis soup.
All right.
That's my in a soup.
I'm sorry. This is
in a soup, okay. Baby.
Yes. Write it. Finally, someone who's up too. This is great.
This is a 1-hour show. It's all for the
coming
penis.
Right after.
Okay, you guys. There is more proof that dating is rough out there. Forget compliments. This guy tried to pick up women by showing them his bank account.
And you lost in life. $92,802.
Good for him. Gross. That's
how I met my fiance.
This was your
fiance. This guy had more money. No, I'm kidding. No. I'd go on a date with that dude. I'd be like, 92 what? Okay.
Oh, thank God. But this is the thing. He had $92,000 in his checking, but only $129 in his savings.
Yeah. Hilarious.
I think the $92,000 is not enough to pick up a girl. There are plenty of people, men and women, who love money. Like, they're blown away.
Yeah.
But, like, people pick girls up in $400,000 cars, which means you probably have a lot more in the bank. $92,000 in the bank is a lot of money.
That's when you would.
But it's not a lot to pick up somebody and show them your thing.
True.
Women like double.
That's two commas.
We need 2 commas minimum.
Do you think it's worked? Is this why he's doing it? It's worked before. I just don't understand what this means. It's still his money. There's no guarantee you're spending it on me.
Right.
Like, what is this is your, like, okay, yeah.
Thank
like,
you.
What am I supposed to do with this information? It's just weird.
Yeah, what does he expect from that? Do you think he's just drunk?
I remember my dad telling, I remember as a kid, I kid you not, I was probably like in elementary school, and my neighbor showed my mom his bank account. And my dad was like, I'm about to beat his ass. And as a kid, I was like, what's wrong with that? As an adult, now I get it.
Yeah, totally.
He was hitting on her. I didn't realize it, but I remember this happening. My dad was like, what did he do?
Could you imagine going up to your neighbors and being like, did you know? $92,000.
All right, you guys, we got to take another break. But coming up, swim caps and puffy sleeves, the Emmy's most daring looks. Plus, people love a sequel. Unless it's human Ray J sex tape. Yep, we are talking about that, y'all, next. Welcome back to the 1-hour special of Nightly Pop, twice the pop for the same low price.
Nice.
Like that? Okay.
I like that.
All right, you guys, we got to talk about Emmy's fashion from last night. There were some wild looks. You know, we're going to do it Nightly Pop style, though. You guys, let's talk about Emma Corrin from The Crown. Now, she wore what looks like a swim cap. Our producer said swim cap, y'all. It's not a swim cap. Y'all are rude.
It's a bonnet.
And fingerless gloves with her dress. What are our thoughts?
I think she looks really cool. Like, I actually really like the look. It's actually surprisingly elegant for wearing such a dumb hat.
Like, she looks like chic AF. Like, I don't know anything chic. Like, there's like so much chicness. It's, I can't do that. I feel like she can, like, be on a hit TV show and do that, like The Crown, yeah. and be, like, there and be, like, look at me.
This is what's always so hard for me when I do these types of things, because obviously I was on the panel yesterday, but I just feel like when it's someone from a big show and it's someone hot, nobody says anything bad.
Of course.
Nobody is going to say, like, how they really feel about the outfit. I didn't like it. That doesn't mean I don't like Emma. And I don't understand why I can't say that.
Of course. No, you can't say that.
I don't have
that.
To like, you know, I don't have to dislike the person to die. Like, she's great on the show. She's a great actor. I'm sure she's a wonderful person.
The thing is we're talking about it. And we are, like, here looking at her. And it's like, I think that's the purpose of something like this, right?
Yeah.
Like, not everybody's going to like it, that's for sure. It's definitely like, whoa, cool. Or it's like, what?
None of us have to like it. Not one person. If she feels comfortable in it, because that's what I will say. It's like, sometimes I just wear what I feel comfortable in. I don't give a damn what anybody says. So good for her. Let's move on to Billy Porter. Mm-hmm. Billy Porter was very dramatic with the sleeves. I really love these sleeves, you guys. How do we feel?
Good. Oh, I'm obsessed.
He looks like
a raven. Like,
yeah,
raven. I love it.
Well, apparently these were supposed to go to, like, the ground. Ooh. But I think it works better this way because they look, you know, like little wings.
What happened?
It got messed up.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, he talked about it.
Could you imagine, of all the people's outfits to mess up, Billy Porter going to the award show? What a miserable night that guy must have had, being like, he said up. 17 feet, not 17 inches. I assume the guy's French. Let's just...
Why is he so French?
He's French. Yeah.
Billy Porter could have worn a slim yellow tube and a bonnet, and we would have said he looked good. You know?
That's true.
So...
That's true.
I just think it's the confidence that he's got. I can't even imagine having to pick an outfit as Billy Porter now.
Yeah. I know sometimes Billy just wants to wear some jeans, child.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, you gotta bring it every time. That expectation is high.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. All right, well, he handled it well. You guys, let's move on to Kim Kardashian West and Ray J. Both are slamming claims that there is a part two of their infamous sex tape. Ray's former manager, WAC 100, claims that he has a copy, but he told Bootleg Kev's podcast that only one person can have it.
Kanye, holla at me, bro. We got part two on the laptop. Ain't never been seen. We'd love for you to have it. It'd be a great personal private NFT. You know
Wait. So there's another Ray J, Kim K sex tape that we haven't seen?
Yeah, that was more graphic and better than the first one.
Is it ever going to see the light of day?
I mean, I would never give it to anybody but Kanye, because he's got kids, a mother, his children.
So the only person that you would give it to is Kanye, not the person in it, not Kim.
Not Kim.
The person that's in it.
Yeah.
A couple of things. Revenge porn is illegal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is nothing to play around with. Number two, gross.
Also, why does he have that?
Well, he is Ray J's former manager.
And so Ray J was like, here? Here's the only
happy birthday,
one.
Big guy.
Oh, yeah. my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nobody else has this.
We know Ray J has said that this isn't cool. He was like, I'm a family man now. I have children. I'm with somebody else. Didn't necessarily deny it, but he said it was whack to bring this up. And then Kim's lawyer is saying that this is just absolutely not true.
I know this is a tangent, but why does Kim need a lawyer anymore?
Hunter.
She has Instagram.
This is the first and last time we'll ever mention him on this show.
Great.
All right. Hope you had a good run. Grand opening, grand closing. Goodbye. All right, you guys. Over a week has passed since the VMAs, and the complaints are still pouring in. The FCC reportedly received complaints about Normani and Teyana Taylor's Wild Side performance. Oh, some of you fuddy-duddies are saying things like, we had to make our children leave the room during this porno ceremony. That's what I imagine a hater sounds like. someone else complained that Madonna appeared drunk while wearing sexually explicit clothing. And someone even requested a $1 million declaratory ruling on their behalf because they felt Lil Nas X was pushing a gay agenda. Just don't turn on TV then. How about that?
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Lil Nas X, that's what he should be pushing. We need more gay content at the VMAs. There's all this hyper-sexualized straight stuff. Let's make it a little bit more inclusive. I like Lil Nas X did this.
I love it.
Well, look at you. Oh, man. Somebody should put you on CNN.
Thank you so much. Put me right up there with Wolf Blitzer and whoever else is there.
The Situation Room with Hunter.
Oh, did you guys hear? That's how I would do it. Did you guys hear?
This is the first time I think you've sounded like a parent.
Really?
Yeah, you sounded very mature.
Not like a parent from the Midwest. Apparently, they're not a big fan of Lil Nas X.
No,
look at this. This is perfect.
Hunter, I didn't ask your opinion about this. I don't think I was here, but are you a fan?
Okay.
Is this your first time seeing this?
Yeah, I didn't see this yet.
You didn't see this? Why is this your... Oh, my gosh. This has been out for over a week. I'm shocked you haven't seen this.
Where do you get one of those metal things?
Okay, you know what?
Let's
move on.
That is a stretcher.
Okay, you guys. And somewhere, spoiled celebrity kids are panicking because a new survey revealed that 67% of wealthy people are worried about leaving too much money to their kids. They say they're concerned that the money would be used irresponsibly or that the heirs would be lazy. Should wealthy kids be worried now?
I mean, I wish I was worried about that.
Right.
Like, that's something fun to be worried about.
Is it true, though, do you guys think that with kids who have wealthy parents, they just assume they're getting the money?
Probably.
Like an inheritance, a trust.
I'm going to tell my kids they're not getting anything. And once they establish themselves and I see it...
You sneak it in.
I'll say, hey, by the way, I was kidding.
Here's $1 million.
But I'm only going to... Like, let's just say I had $100 million, okay? Just for round number and also...
We'll imagine
nice.
It. Go on.
We'll be nice. I would give my kids, like, $5 million max.
That's it?
That's it.
If you had $100 million,
what would
come
you do
on.
With the rest of it?
I would donate it.
What?
For sure.
You would?
It's like the Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, whatever.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so when I talk about drinking penis soup for an hour, I'm an when I talk about donating
we
all my money.
Know, you're like, oh gosh, I can't wait for your Warren Buffett.
You know, like those billionaires, they're like actual billionaires and they still will fly commercial.
I know.
That's Mr.
The
Buffett.
What the hell is that about?
That's one thing I want, baby. Let me tell you something. If I had that much money, you would never see me at LAX again.
You would never see me again. I would be like, peace.
All right, you guys, coming up, a Potomac housewife crosses the line with a co-star's man. That's next. With a triple serving of housewives. I cannot wait, you guys, because it is messy. Okay, let's talk about Potomac, because last night things were tense at a music video shoot, but apparently Mia got a little too nosy about Candace's husband / manager.
I have a question.
Sure.
Is Chris getting paid as a manager?
Ooh, but I guess that's one of the issues. Okay. Oh. You're not really officially, I don't think.
I'm not doing that.
Girl, I'm not doing
it. What happened? Your friend is over there being messy. Mia has come out. She over there asking if Chris is on payroll.
Is he?
That's none of my business.
I'm not mad at Mia. Mia, go on and get them answers, honey, and tell me all about it.
I don't think Mia has met Candace, so I would tell her to tread lightly. Just because your husband came and got you off the curb and is paying you a salary to be his trophy wife with the bubble lips and the big feet does not mean that you can come up in my business. I don't have time for this. Good night.
Oh, this is a little tricky, you guys, because, you know, I feel like somebody, you know, asking someone about their husband that you're not really friends with and how they're making their money is stepping over the line. What do you guys think?
I agree with that. That's like nobody else's business but your own, right?
Except in the world of
Housewives.
I know, that's the name of the game there.
Right? Yeah. I also don't like that she made fun of her by saying bubble lips and big feet.
Big feet. I agree she had small feet.
Yeah, and also...
Candace attacks everybody's looks. Like, that's her go-to.
Maybe it's just like a fetish thing for me, but both of those things sounded great.
You like a bubble lip and big feet.
I like bubble lips.
You like anything that starts with a B on a woman, I feel like. But
yeah.
Bubble lips.
Brains.
Oh, please.
Wow.
That's number 4 on the list for sure. Do you think you would be able to survive on an episode of Real Housewives?
Everyone? Not a second. I would literally just crumble to the floor immediately. Like on set, just, yeah, no.
I feel like you would handle your own on that show.
I would handle my own, but you know, I'm trying not to do things that stress me out these days.
Yeah.
You know, it gets tiring, you know, chopping necks off every day, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to choose a line of peace.
I like this.
I got
like
a lot of heads in my bag over here. All right. Over on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Whitney is getting honest about her needs. She told her husband exactly what is missing in their relationship.
We used to have sex like almost every single day. And now we're like pushing 2 to 3 times a week.
I genuinely would give anything right now to wake up for you grabbing my boobs. It's not as sexy and fun and flirty. It's like a chore. And I hate it. I don't want to have robotic sex.
What the hell is robotic sex?
Robotic sex is like... Are you... Come on! When before it was like, oh yeah.
It doesn't sound like lack of sex is the problem. It sounds like lack of passion is the problem.
Yeah, they're doing it, just not doing it well.
Yeah, because 2 to 3 times a week for a married couple that's been together for a while, I feel like isn't too bad.
No, it's not. That's not a lot.
3 times a week.
But I don't like that in the beginning they were only doing it almost every day. Like in the beginning, you should be doing it multiple times a day for a while, for like 6 months to a year. And then you get to once a day for the next year. And then you're like, you miss a day a week or 2 days a week for another year. And then you hover around 3 to 5 times a week.
For this sexual schedule.
I know. I'm like, calm down over here. Calm down. Hunter's 30.
Oh.
Now makes sense.
Sorry.
All right, let's move on. If that wasn't enough, Housewives, we have a Beverly Hills preview for you too. Kathy Hilton is treating the girls to a sound bath. She wants everybody to de-stress, but I think she might have got a little too relaxed.
I see this as being cleansing for everybody.
You're just supposed to lay back, relax,
and then just tune into the sounds.
And then they do the drum and the music over your stomach. And you completely melt.
Oh. My sister's asleep.
She was asleep. I know it's supposed to be relaxing, but really?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Ariel. This looked kind
of dope. That looks incredible. I'm into it. I want to be there right now. I would be in the fetal position, too. Are you not supposed to fall asleep during that? I feel like that would be a compliment to the...
I think so, too.
To the soundie,
it's
right?
A compliment
to the soundie.
Yeah.
It's a compliment.
This is something I feel like Hunter's very big on meditation. He's given me a book on meditation. I feel like this is something you will do or have done.
I have done a sound breathing workshop thing. So it's like breathing, but it was a little bit more active. They're like, breathe in like a specific way.
Yeah.
But I'm so competitive.
Oh boy.
You're like,
this is the time when you're supposed to be relaxing.
I was like looking over at like my buddy who I was with. It was like a bunch of work coworkers and stuff. And everyone was like doing it. I'm like, I could do it better.
Oh my God.
So I started doing it so much that my body started cramping because I was deoxygenating my body. So I had the least peaceful thing in the world. I almost fucking died.
It's the opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. You really need to like chill out. This competitiveness of you is a problem.
I know. Okay. All right, I'm gonna work on it.
We're gonna get you a nice little sound bath at home.
Yeah.
I think that's my next gift to you, a little, so you can do your own.
Christmas is coming up.
It is coming up. I owe you a gift.
What would you like for Christmas?
We'll talk.
Yeah.
All right, we've saved the craziest stories for last. Coming up, a woman slaps an alligator, but does she live to tell the tale? That is next. Back to Nightly Pop. Now, sometimes the situation can get a little too wild. We know that all too well in this set. Mm-hmm. All right, and when it does, it can only mean one thing. It is time for Party Animal. We've got to start with Tyler Perry, who just had an insane but very beautiful run-in with a moose in his Wyoming backyard. This moose did not give a f-.
Excuse me. Is there a reason you're tearing up my chairs? You should maybe scratch yourself on a tree or something.
Why'd he stop and look at him?
I know.
He rolled his eyes.
That was a go to hell.
There's another part of this video where he's like, can I call you Uber? Like, where are you supposed to be? This was hard for me to focus. focus on the moose. Do you see his backyard?
Beautiful thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
This is the first time I've ever wanted to go to Wyoming.
Between this shot and the thing that the Beverly Hills housewives were at, I'm starting to think that having a lot of money is pretty nice. How big is that moose, by the way?
Wait, there's another shot where he's downstairs and it walks by and it's huge. These things are huge.
Moose get massive.
These are big. I don't know if I'd be able to just live my life like this with the moose coming in and out of.
They're pretty docile as long as you don't.
Really?
Yeah. They'll walk by cars and stuff. They'll walk by.
They don't bother people.
They don't want to attack you. No, but if they feel threatened, they'll kill you.
They will
so
kill you
quickly. It's like a horse on steroids plus horns.
Okay, it's always a smart idea to not mess with alligators. Yes. But this crazy lady from Florida, I don't think she got the memo.
What are you doing? Get away from me. Get away from me. No. Go away. Oh my God, I had to push him away with my paddle.
Just backing up, considering you just made it pretty bad.
What is wrong with her?
Okay, what? Here's the thing. Like, what are you supposed to do? Because, like, I probably would have done the same thing.
I think you leave. I think it's time for you to go. I mean,
but the thing is, she's clearly trying to leave, but what are you supposed to do? Just, like, paddle away? I feel like that would cause more of a ruckus. I don't know. I'm scared.
It is a good question. What do you do in this situation?
But
I don't think that was, you don't hit it with
just
the paddle.
Just back away. I actually think show a little aggression, you know?
Good
really?
Time.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm known for.
That's what I would do.
Bop it on the head.
That's what I would
and
do.
And say, nah, mother. But I will say, getting killed by an alligator is insane. Do you know how they kill you?
They twist you.
Yeah, they grab onto a limb, they drag you underwater, and then they twist you over and over and over again until you are
like you drown.
Dead. You drown and your arms like rip from their sockets.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're not good people.
I think I need to take like a
alligator class.
A wilderness survival class with
alligator.
You want to do this together?
Yes.
For bears, like alligators.
The f- not Moose. Invited to the wilderness survival
listen,
class? I've been on wilderness
you
survival
clearly
classes
know what
already.
To do.
You have not.
I swear to God. I learned how to survive hypothermia.
How do you survive hypothermia?
Don't get in the cold water.
Okay, you guys, we all know dogs love to play with sticks, but this woman's dog brought back someone else's favorite toy.
Oh.
Not what you expect to find on your morning walk. Can we keep the beaches clean, please, people? He was so happy with himself.
Oh, the dog's so happy.
He was excited.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, he was really excited about that one.
I would have to wash my dog's mouth out.
I would just have to give the dog away. I'd have to give it up.
Who's bringing dildos to the beach?
That's a dangerous dildo.
That's a good point.
That one was aggressive looking.
No.
Yeah.
Sandy? Oh,
that's my mom's name. Don't say that.
I think
it was my mom who brought the dildo to the beach.
You should have saw Hunter's face. He's like, what?
You just say about my mom? You see, I could do it. I could do it. Yeah, that's aggressive.
Oh, man. Lucy, tell Sandy to keep these away from me.
Stop it. Don't keep my mother's name out of your mouth.
I hate to say it. We're out of time. You are going to be back with us. Arielle is here with us tomorrow night. You have been lovely today. Yes. All right. We loved having you. You guys make sure you set your DVRs for an all-new episode. We're going to get Hunter some therapy. We'll be back tomorrow. Bye.